The following podcast could be brought to you by anyone, but it's brought to you by our absolute favorite airport in Southern California.
That's right. It's the only airport that throws parties on the wing, the San Bernardino International Airport.
They're now celebrating over 2 years of commercial flights to areas in California and beyond.
That's right. It's an easy check-in process. We experienced it. It was flawless. And of course, the added bonus is that it's just $5 a day for parking.
So thank you, San Bernardino International Airport, for sponsoring this upcoming episode of Klein Alley Show.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
The following podcast could be brought to you by anyone, but it's brought to you by our absolute favorite airport in Southern California.
That's right. It's the only airport that throws parties on the wing, the San Bernardino International Airport.
They're now celebrating over 2 years of commercial flights to areas in California and beyond.
That's right. It's an easy check-in process. We experienced it. It was flawless. And of course, the added bonus is that it's just $5 a day for parking.
So thank you, San Bernardino International Airport, for sponsoring this upcoming episode of Klein Alley Show. J-Rock, we are Klein Alley Show. Here's the question. If we are all 6 degrees separated from everyone else on this planet, you would think someone listening right now, could even be you, has a connection to a connection that could connect us to a Dodger so that we can be legitimate. And when everyone's talking about Dodgers, World Series, we're like, yeah, well, guess what? We had, boom, insert name here on our show.
I know this isn't a Dodger, but 323 said, Derek Jeter came to my grandpa's funeral.
All right. Well, that is something.
Isn't that kind of a, I mean, why would he go to your grandpa's funeral? I mean, obviously they knew each other and that's something.
This is not a great place to start, but 818 said the former landscaper for the apartment building I managed had a cousin who was one of the groundskeepers for the Dodgers. So we are starting very far away, very far removed from what we need. But yet it's got to start somewhere. And eventually we get closer and closer, and you think about it, and I've seen quite a few texts of people that say, I think I was in line behind so-and-so at Disneyland one time. Yes, that's technically a connection, I guess.
I don't think that's a connection. That's just standing behind someone in line.
Right. It's just kind of a coincidence more than anything else. And now if you got their information or you, you know, convinced them to give you their phone number, maybe that's a connection. Let's say hi to Mark. Mark, what do you got for us? You're on K-Rock. Good morning.
Hey, guys. Sweet Dibbits.
Sweet Dibbits. What's the connection?
So, my son went to the Reggie Smith Academy. Reggie Smith is the former Dodgers player and coach. Mm-hmm. And I see him all the time at our Little League.
So, obviously, they go to the camp or whatever. So, you have direct connection.
Yeah. Personally met him many times.
Mm-hmm. Got his phone, personal
Very
number?
Nice.
Got his number?
I've got his academy number that he uses for the academy.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
That's something.
It's better than this person on Instagram that says, I know one of the guys who sells peanuts at the stadium. He's got his own Instagram. You should check him out.
Oh, my God. I feel like it's pretty easy to find a guy who sells peanuts.
I recognize that guy. Erica, what's your connection? As you know, World Series game 4 tonight. This could be the sweep. We'll never know, but we got to make sure we got our connections. We got to get all the ducks in a row. Who do you got? What's your connection?
Yeah, my friend's sister is a Dodgers Stadium host, and she particularly would host also Hispanic Heritage Night.
Oh, she's the host of the Spanish Heritage Night at Dodger Stadium?
Yeah.
Okay.
She hosted Salvadorian Night, so that's what she does.
And as a result of that, what connections do you believe she has to the actual players, team, anyone like that?
Oh, well, her parents actually met Fernando Valenzuela. They have pictures of them. They've been out in the field. I've got to join them for some of the games. So she's like actually in the field on the big screen and stuff.
If you have a connection to somebody on a Jumbotron, I feel like that's a solid connection, Klein.
Jumbotron connection is a great connection.
562 said, regarding Dodgers connections, I was Sean Green's daughter's dance teacher for 7 years.
Here we go. Now we're getting some.
Since then, I am remotely, I was super close with the family.
Oh, was? That's not good. I mean, that's the funny thing is that now you start thinking about it. You go, who do I know or did I meet, and how possibly is there a connection there? Derek, what is your connection to an actual Dodger? What's up?
I used to work with a guy whose sister was married to Freddie Freeman.
Whoa.
Okay. Now we're getting close. You worked with a guy. Were you friendly with him or just happened to work with him?
I was friendly with him.
And his sister is married.
Was married.
To Freddie Freeman. Was married.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I didn't know that. So I brought his baseball card to work, asking for autograph. He's like, oh, they're divorced. So.
All right.
You brought a card in for the... So you said, if I could bring this in...
All right, that's still one of our best connections
my
so
sister...
far. That's still one of the best... Let's not downplay this connection.
Can your sister's husband please sign this for me?
Yeah, when he's signing all the divorce papers, can he also sign this card as well? Vanessa, go ahead. You're on K-Rock. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Trying to find connections to Dodgers. What do we got?
My cousin works security for Dodgers.
Currently still does security?
Currently. She just flew out to New York to go to the game.
Now, what's the hierarchy? Is it like the security like bag checker for the regular general public, or is it like security backstage?
That's not a clear bag.
Yeah.
That's not a clear bag.
I'm not exactly sure, but I do know that she has told me she even met Fernando a couple times. She spoke to him a few times.
So she would potentially have access to...
Yeah.
All right, hold on. That's not bad either.
Yeah, you look the other way.
Hold on 1 second. Let me say hi to... Emily, you're on K-Rock. Good morning, Emily. Looking for connections to Dodgers. What do we got?
I used to teach Sean Green's daughters how to dance.
Okay. This is you from the text line.
Okay, so this is real now, because now you have a... You taught the child that way you're in. You've used the... Well, you didn't use the child, but basically, that's a great way in to the...
Definitely tell her that.
I'm just saying, it's a great way in where it doesn't seem like it, but you go like, look at that.
Or you're like, oh my gosh, you have so much potential. I should be teaching you 4 days a week.
Hold on. We have a new closest connection. Adam, you're on K-Rock. Good morning.
Hi. I'm related to Austin Barnes, the backup catcher for the Dodgers.
Okay. Not the most glorious headline, but still.
I like it.
You are related in which way?
We are second cousins. His mother and my father are first cousins.
So let me get this straight. Our connection right now is you are second cousins with the second catcher on the Dodgers.
That is correct.
All right. That's somewhere, Allie. All it's right. Better than where we started.
Well, 818 said, I have a friend's brother whose dog's name is Mookie Betts.
Okay. Listen, that's not the worst one we've had so far.
626, I worked at Tom Lasorda's restaurant.
Okay. We're making moves. We're making progress here. So far, I don't think any of these are going to necessarily get us the press we're looking for. Jesse, you're on K-Rock. Good morning.
Hey, how you doing? So my story is when I was a kid, I played against Fernando Valenzuela's son in the All-Stars, and he actually pitched to me. And I met Fernando Valenzuela a few times.
Mm-hmm. Did you grab a phone number of any? That's not going to help us now, Fernando's.
When I was a kid... I actually, instead of getting a baseball to sign, I had him sign a Notre Dame hat. Mm. But with Bucks, I can't find that hat right now.
Yeah, no. Okay. Well, that's...
It's convenient.
Story checks out. Nicole.
I love hearing that story at a bar and then going, oh, really? Oh, wow. Yeah, I have the hat, but I don't know where it is.
Also don't have the hat. Hey, Nicole, you're on K-Rock. What is your connection to a Dodger?
Hey, guys. My dad's really close friends with an old school Dodger, Wes Parker.
They're still friendly?
Yes. He actually bought them an amazing Christmas present last year.
What'd he get him?
And they get that when my dad goes. But no, they've been friends for the last probably 20, 30 years. And they have numbers, they talk, they hang out.
All right, Allie, which one of these, of all the ones we've heard, there's quite a few more, which one of these do you think is the one we need to pursue? Because we can't pursue all these leads. There's so many. You want to go with the guy whose friend's dog's name is Mookie Betts?
I mean, that seems like the most solid. I mean, it's first and last name, Klein, of the dog.
949 says my mom's ex-coworker is currently married to Austin Barnes, so that's a step closer.
Current married. That we went from ex-married to current married.
Oral Hershiser's son's girlfriend is a client of mine. It's possible that I could be going to Oral's house in November to do some work.
Okay. possible work at Oral's house in November.
My brother claims he's friends with Dave Roberts, although I don't believe him. Well, that's also a good lead, guys. I don't want to poo-poo that either.
I had a Dodger dog once. Okay, now I think we're getting farther away.
That's not going to help us. Mike, quickly.
I grew up going to church with Tommy John,
okay.
The originator of the Tommy John surgery.
All right, that's also strong. These are very strong. Wow, we're flushed with connections. This town's all about connections, Allie, and I think we've just proven now that we
that
are...
not all connections are made equal.
We are exactly where we were at the beginning. Try to find that peanut guy on Instagram. That could be our best lead right now. This is K-Rock.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.